This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
How are you, Jan Vermeulen, this afternoon?
I'm very well, thank you. How are things in the studio?
The studio, do you mean my home on my dining room table? Is that what you're referring to as the studio?
Tell people it's the studio.
It's a very nifty studio. I get to hear the Hardy Dars and watch the rain. So, yeah, interesting times. Zoom definitely took us to places we never expected to go. But, yeah, and you've got a whole bunch of really interesting stories from mybroadband.co.za, as you always do. One just kind of offends my sense of morality, so I'm starting there today, and it's the following. EOH staff take salary hits while executives score millions. The CEO apparently explains. What exactly is there to explain?
Yes, so this article I put in there because it's honestly some of the most balanced reporting I've seen around issues like this, which is great to see. You know, massive congratulations to my colleague who put this together, because there's always different perspectives to a story, right? So the one perspective that I think we can all sympathize with is the perspective of staff who firstly had a salary freeze last year during when the pandemic and lockdown hit to ensure that the company continued operating. And then my apologies, it was salary cuts last year and then freeze. Yeah. This year, and the salary freeze was after they had been promised or at least implied that there would be some kind of increase for them on the cards this year. And adding insult to injury is the fact that the CEO, Stephen van Coller, received a total salary package of 17.6 million rand over the past financial year. 8 million rand is the fixed salary. And bonuses, short-term and long-term, of 10 million rand. Then the other top EOH executives, like finance director Megan P. D. Gadu, I apologize if I butchered that, received a salary package of 8.3 million, while the chief risk officer, Fatima Newman, was paid 7.9 million rand. The employees would look at this and go, part of the insult to injury here is that the bonuses that these executives are getting are because they are hitting their targets, their financial targets. And the reason they are hitting their financial targets is because they froze the salaries of employees, right? And so people are understandably upset about this. But the CEO said that, you know, as difficult as it might be to believe, this is what's best for EOH. The alternative, so he said that the key performance area for top management is aimed at creating a sustainable company that benefits all stakeholders, typical PR speak. But the bottom line is, he said that he forfeited his 4 million rand bonus, a short-term incentive, last year, as he felt it was inappropriate to take it when the staff salaries were cut. And then he actually insisted that P.D. Gadu and Newman take their bonuses because of their excellent performance. And he said that the reason for the salary freeze is it's a delicate balancing act, he said, to ensure the sustainability of the company and to retain top talent. And the bottom line is, from his perspective, he's going, I need to make sure that 2,764 people are able to draw a regular salary rather than the company either having to go through massive downsizing or getting shut down. And, you know, that
does that wash with you at all?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not, I don't think it excuses the situation. But there's a larger macro issue here. The fact is that if you don't pay the top executives packages like these, especially when they are in a situation like EOH, where they're trying to turn the company around and are under tremendous pressure, they'll go someplace else that where they can earn money with less pressure.
Okay, so I'm going to bet you, Jan, that they wouldn't. But we're not going to solve that
maybe,
by any other
but,
afternoon.
But I don't think so, because we've seen executives move around or just resign and exit the country in South Africa a lot in the past 2 years. And so, yes, it's a completely imbalanced and unjust situation that is staff are in a situation where they don't have that luxury. They can't throw their toys and go, I'm leaving. But the executives are in those pound seat positions and as such can demand higher salaries. And so there's a much larger problem that we need to deal with, in general. This isn't an EOH specific issue.
Okay. I think that's a great issue that we discussed this afternoon. I'm sure everyone has their own opinion on that. And thanks for highlighting it. Let's talk, we don't have too much time, but let's talk about this fascinating story of the first HD video of Perseverance rover landing on Mars.
Yeah, just a quick one. I'd encourage folks to go and watch it. NASA has released a video of the rover landing on Mars, and it's in full glorious HD. You can see the parachute deploying and the rover landing, and there's so much more that's come out of it as well. We've got the first sound recordings on Mars that have been beamed back, and they're getting ready to launch the drone. Yeah, it's just incredibly exciting, and I think a nice feel-good story in and amongst all the, you know, less positive news that's been coming out. And so I think it's always nice for some hopefulness and some positivity to look up every once in a while and remember that we are not alone in the universe in terms of planets. At least, we're probably not alone in the universe if you listen to Neil deGrasse Tyson. And on top of that, human beings have been able to land on Mars and have been doing some incredible science there. It's just incredible. And so, it always helps me to just look up and remember.
That's a really beautiful place to leave it this afternoon. It leaves me time to play some music and do what I need to do. But thanks for that, Jan. I enjoyed talking to you today.
It's been a pleasure. Have a great evening further.
That was Jan Vermeulen, editor-at-large for mybroadband.co.za. Interesting his take on EOH executives paying themselves big bumper wonderful bonuses while the staff got staff freezes.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.